T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I got told yesterday that I yell at the beginning of my show. I had no idea.
Something in the water around here that makes people do that.
Well, I'm not trying to rip that off from anybody else that happens to yell at the beginning of their show. I just know that Mark Ryan's broadcasting from his house this week. And I heard there was an unusual amount of noise complaints from his neighborhood. I got told yesterday by Chris Evans, Captain America, down the hall. He said, you know, I listened to your show yesterday, and I said, why? And he said, because when you start your show, you're so loud that I can hear it through two closed doors, so I figured, since I have to listen to you anyway, I might as well just turn on the radio for once.
Ooh. How did that make you feel?
I don't know if I took that as a compliment, an insult, or somewhere in the middle. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen. The Rob Brown Show is on your radio. Hello to you, and how do you do? What is up? Upstate South Carolina. I am Rob Brown. Diesel is the other voice that you hear, the seductive stylings coming from the producer's mic directly across from me. What's up, big dog?
Ooh.
Seductive as ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I tell you, I'm all tingly.
I'm working
already
on that every day, as a matter of fact.
I'm tingly already. Ooh. Oh, that made me
uncomfortable. Dynamite drop in, Monty.
That made me uncomfortable. Wow. Recover. Okay. So, couple of things that we are going to get to today. I am warning you all in advance that somewhere towards either the end of the second hour or the beginning of the third, Diesel has completed Tiger King and is going to give up a wrap-up review. Nothing. He's not going to spoil anything. He's not going to give anything away. But he is going to give us his wrap-up and review of Tiger King at the end. So that's coming up. We're also going to get into a lot of sound today because we couldn't yesterday. Are we good, by the way? Did we test that? We probably should have tested that, huh?
We can't test it until we're live on the air.
Ah, there's something unplugged over there. Is that important? That looks important.
That's just a power cord.
I'm not an engineer, Diesel. I'm not a technician. Ooh, I heard odd noises. I'll take that as good.
You want to try one?
I'm about to in a second. We're going to call it up here.
It worked.
All right.
Hey.
So the answer was no. We did it anyway, and it worked. I love it. All right, let me tell you how you can get in touch with the show before we get rocking and rolling. 844-GSP. ESPN's the phone number, 844-477-3776. You can text us at 71307, start your text with ESPN so it filters on through to us. You can email me, robbrown@espnupstate.com, robbrown@espnupstate.com, and you can tweet us. You can tweet Diesel at Diesel on Radio. You can tweet the station at ESPN Upstate. That's visible to everybody. Or you can tweet me at The Rob Brown Show. I know creative naming of the Twitter handle, at The Rob Brown Show, if you want to go in that direction. All the different ways to get in touch with us on the broadcast this AM portion of the day. Come at me, bro. So, you know what I'm very excited about today, besides having sound on? I brought the motorcycle into work today. First chance I've gotten to ride a little bit. I know it's not the best weather in the world, and I know I don't think we're supposed to be breathing while we're outside. I think that's part of the quarantine. I spent last night watching a Jimmy Buffett concert. Then I got up and rode the motorcycle here to work. I am doing the best I can, Diesel. I'll ask you how you're doing this. I am doing the best I can in our current reality to try to find the silver linings in every single day. Yesterday, my silver lining was that I was able to find myself a bottle of spiced rum. There was a Jimmy Buffett concert being played. And I was able to dig out the Hawaiian shirt and pretend like it was normal for just a day. Outside of watching Tiger King, what's your silver linings right now? Like, what are the little things you're doing to make life feel as normal as possible?
I'm fishing a lot. I'm doing it a lot. And it's fun because the idea is to stay away from people anyway. But yesterday, I was walking around a local pond. I won't tell you where because I don't reveal my spots. Real fisherman never does. But there were so many fish. So many. I mean, they were all little bitty fish. So it's like they're finally starting to push up into the shallows, which means they're going to start bedding. They're going to start making beds. And they're going to start making babies. It's going to be a good time over the next 2-3 weeks or so. Plus, by the way, I like that Vespa you brought to work today.
Thank you very much.
It's cute.
Thank you very much.
It's an odd color choice, but, you know.
Well, you know.
You know.
Red with candy.
Pastel blue is nice. It brings out the color in your eyes.
Matches my personality. What can I say? The Vespa that I ride to work. Yep, that's it. By the way, I learned today, only person in the building that rides a motorcycle now. I didn't know that.
Really?
Yeah. I figure there's enough of you rock dorks around. One of y'all would have a pair of wheels.
Do you call it a hog?
I don't.
Thank you.
I don't.
Thank you.
I don't. And I have found that most people who ride motorcycles also do not. Most of them do not call it that.
So it's dentists who got their first motorcycle at 40 that call it their hog?
Weekend warriors, man. And I'm not bagging on weekend warriors because I am 100% a weekend warrior. Halfway here on the interstate this morning, I thought to myself, it is too cold to make this an appropriate choice of transportation. So yes, I am a weekend warrior as well. No, it is not a hog. You can just call it a bike.
What are like the nerdy words that bikers say? That only bikers say to each other.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a nerd. Shut up, Diesel. Nobody asked you. Can we talk about sports now? Since you've now, this is the third time you've mocked me openly since we started the show. Do you feel good about yourself, Diesel?
Lockdown!
You feel like a big man?
Says the guy with wrestling quotes in his show intro.
Oh, yeah! All right. Lunch.
We got to get a grip on this.
Break down. Speaking of breakdown, that's what we've done already. We made it 8 minutes. All right, the lunch breakdown, the top three things that you have to know before we jump into the day talking sports for the day. We will start with this, and if you don't mind pulling up the audio folder, we've got some clips we're going to jump straight into. Diesel, we will begin with Rob Manfred, the commissioner of Major League Baseball, not through any choice of mine. Rob Manfred went on the record yesterday, spoke with one Scott Van Pelt of ESPN fame, and said that there are some challenges that are going to be faced regarding opening day and regarding the scheduling of a 162-game season, for the rest of the year. I'll start, if you don't mind, Diesel, with cut number 24 from Rob Manfred, in which he says that at the end of the day, challenges aside, baseball will be back.
The one thing I know for sure is baseball will be back. Whenever it's safe to play, we'll be back. Our fans will be back. Our players will be back. And we will be part of the recovery, the healing in this country from this particular pandemic.
However, in cut number 31, Rob Manfred tells us that it's starting to become clear that 2020 is going to be a very difficult year to do that baseball.
Obviously, we're not in control
sure.
of that worst-case scenario. I think that if, in fact, the situation with respect to the virus is such that it's not safe to resume play, whether it's
in alternate sites, empty stadiums, whatever it is. We have to accept that as a reality. You know, it would be a tremendous hardship. It'd be a hardship for our fans, be a hardship for our players, and you know, frankly, it'd be a huge economic hardship for our owners. It would be a real tragedy. But the one thing I know for sure is baseball will be back. Whenever it's safe to play, we'll be back. Our fans will be back. Our players will be back. And we will be part of the recovery, the healing in this country from this particular pandemic.
And the question, with knowing that baseball will be back, and I agree with Rob Manfred on that, which is not a sentence I say very often, but in order to have baseball come back, as Rob Manfred tells us in cut number 26, he understands that baseball may have to start organizing some doomsday plans to be ready for that.
We're not in control of that worst case scenario. I think that if, in fact, the situation with respect to the virus is such that it's not safe to resume play, whether it's in alternate sites, empty stadiums, whatever it is, we have to accept that as a reality. You know, it would be a tremendous hardship. It'd be a hardship for our fans, be a hardship for our players, and you know, frankly, it'd be a huge economic hardship for our owners.
You notice he keeps going back to the owners. Be a huge economic hardship for the owners.
I don't know if you can see it, but I'm playing a tiny violin for those billionaire owners.
In order to fit in 162 games, as he tells us in cut 35, Major League Baseball might very well have to get creative with the way that they schedule the season.
I also think that we need to be creative in terms of what the schedule looks like, what the postseason format looks like. You know, obviously our fans love 162 game season and the postseason format that we have. We're probably not going to be able to do that this year. I think that's clear. And it does give us an opportunity to do some different things, to experiment, and to make sure that we provide as many games as possible and as entertaining a product as possible.
So there you have it. There's Rob Manfred with Scott Van Pelt yesterday. We'll hear more from him later on in the show. Before we do, let's move on to item number two in your lunch break down, and it is thus everybody is starting to get creative about how they cover sports in the year 2020, the year that sports died temporarily, including fans and TV networks. Fans trying to figure out, how do I entertain myself without sports? Well, they'll take anything they can get. Networks saying, how do we entertain them without sports? Fox has decided to pick up the rest of the iRacing virtual pro invite league season. That means that for the time being, until we go back to green, boogity, 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 boys, Fox is going to be running video game racing every week with the NASCAR stock car fellas invited to jump into the race and drive their fake cars around the computer track. If you would have told me a year ago, Diesel, that NASCAR fans would have been flocking to their television to watch video games, I would have said that you're a Looney Tune.
Why do they not have the regular Fox play-by-play?
They do.
They have them doing it?
It is Mike Joy and yes. Jeff Gordon
what?
Calling
awesome.
Video game races. They have the pit lane reporters reporting from virtual pit lane, right? They are doing it, and that's what I love about this. That's what I'm saying. What I love the most about this is that it is being produced as a full NASCAR race. It's a 100-lap race. The last one took about 2.5 hours, two and a half hours, with a lot of cautions in it. And I will say that I think is going to change as some of these guys who have never raced virtually before kind of understand, kind of learn how it works a little bit better. I suspect as bad as he got smoked last week and as competitive as he is, that Jimmy Johnson, for instance, probably spent some practice time in a simulator this week to get ready for this week.
It's like people would ask you if you play guitar, are you any good at Guitar Hero? Or if you're good at Guitar Hero, can you play guitar? No, it's two completely different things.
It is. But what I love the most about this, in all sincerity, is that it is a completely different thing. But in a weird way, it's also not, right? Like, you know, it's also not. The car, the physics of the car operate the same. The physics of the track operate the same. The way that the cars draft each other, react to the track, it's all the same. It is going into this having a working knowledge of how the cars respond to the track and respond to different, you know, air pressures and tire pressures, temperatures on the surface of the track. That's something that I think you can only get from actually racing. But then you have the gamer dudes who have been driving e-racing for years.
Yeah.
Who have the advantage of knowing how the computer side of it works. It just makes it very, very interesting. I was very entertained last week, and I've already scheduled my Sunday around watching this week.
I really wonder if any of these drivers are looping in and Skyping in their crew chiefs to help them set up the cars, because a lot of drivers, some drivers don't know that much about the cars. It's like what's his name in Days of Thunder? He goes, I don't even think about cars. I'm just really good at racing. So I think it would be fantastic to loop their actual crew chiefs in.
The longer it gets, look, drivers were already using this virtual racing to prepare themselves for the next race, right? To get familiar, to get comfortable with the track that they were going to next week. Now they're doing it competitively because it's all we got. I could see them start to make that shift. Some of the drivers, Dale Jr., Kyle Busch, Jimmy Johnson, either have or are starting e-racing teams. Like, they have teams. They have a driver. These drivers have spotters that watch the virtual race from the virtual spotter stand and tell the driver, outside, 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 rear quarter panel, clear, clear, clear. It's really interesting to watch. So Fox picks that up, and I'm very, very excited to watch that play out this Sunday. Let's run to a break. When we come back here in just a minute, when athletes become mortal, it can shock us a little bit when we see that they have the same struggles and real life problems that we have. Kind of brings the veil back a little bit, shows us they're real people too. I'll tell you a couple of stories that have happened this week that'll prove that to you. Coming up at 1:15, we'll be joined by Scott Fowler of the Charlotte Observer to talk a little bit about the Panthers and Cam Newton. That's at 1:15. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Carrying on with the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate, 97.7. Greenville, 97.1, Spartanburg, and all around the world, courtesy of radio.com and your smart speaker. Just tell Alexa, play ESPN Upstate, and she'll say, playing ESPN Upstate from radio.com. Boom. And then you have it. Me, Diesel, Zoe, Mark Ryan, our seductive stylings, right there in your living room. You're welcome. We're here to make your life better. Feel like we're nailing it. So we have this drive, desire. I think it's innate to look at professional athletes and view them almost as superheroes. We see them on TV every week. We see them up there doing things that we can't imagine. We can't fathom doing the things that these athletes do. And so they might as well be wearing tights and a cape, right? We just, they become these superheroes to us. And anytime that something goes wonky for them, it's a little bit shocking, especially when it's something that changes or sometimes sadly ends a career. Earlier this week, Dallas Cowboys Pro Bowl center Travis Frederick announced his retirement from the game via Twitter. Frederick, 29 years old. 29. Move came as somewhat of a surprise to the Cowboys, including to ESPN writer Todd Archer. Frederick made reference to his battle with Guillain-Barré syndrome, an autoimmune disease that affects the nervous system. That disease actually knocked him off the field in 2018. Frederick lost strength and some motor skills, but did return last year, started 16 games. Frederick said his goal was always not just to return to the game, but to continue to play at the highest of levels. And he said that in his statement, he considered retirement as he battled GBS, but could not walk away with getting back to football at least once. He said, I made my return to the field, played well overall, and was selected to the Pro Bowl, but it was a difficult year for me. Every day I faced a struggle. I can no longer perform at my highest level. Playing well is not what I expect of myself and is not what my teammates deserve. Because of this, I know my days as a football player are done. I am proud of what I have accomplished in my career, and I walk away with my head held high. I read this story about Travis Frederick, one of the better centers in the league up until this autoimmune disease started really impacting him a couple of years back. I read this story, and it did not matter to me that he was a Dallas Cowboy. Did not matter to me what he looked like, where he came from, where he played college ball, where he played pro ball. None of that mattered to me. I looked at the pictures of a 29-year-old. And I know 29. At 29, you a grown-ass man. I get it. But at 29, my dude is not supposed to be ending his football career in a Twitter post. At 29, my dude's supposed to be out there still competing for a Pro Bowl spot. At 29, my dude's supposed to be out there dominating the way he has been his entire career. At 29, my dude's supposed to be planning on what he's going to do in the playoffs 3, 4, 5 years from now at the level he was playing at. And I know that most football players don't even get to play until they're 29. I understand that. I respect that. But this was a dude with a ton of talent. And he just gets shut down, just like that. But he's not the only one. I got to thinking about some other players. How about Kyle Long? Kyle Long retired at 31 years old. He said that his desire to play NFL football was inspired by, quote, Stockholm Syndrome. Stockholm Syndrome is where you are imprisoned and you start to feel emotion for your captor, right? He said he felt imprisoned by the NFL and started to feel emotions toward the positive side of that, and that he completely lost who he was. 7 years ago, Kyle Long was a first-round draft pick for the Bears. This is Howie Long's kid, man. He's got football in his blood. 31. January 5th, he says, I'm out. I'm done. was playing at a high level. Andrew Luck, Rob Gronkowski, Luke Kuechly. You know what all three of those guys had in common? None of them were even 30 years old. All of them playing at the highest level. Andrew Luck, Pro Bowler, top 10 quarterback in the league. Rob Gronkowski, arguably the best tight end in the league when he walked away. Y'all are all very familiar with Luke Kuechly. That guy was a stud and was playing at stud levels for the Panthers. He left football at 28. All had major injuries. We now know more about CT than we ever had before. When these guys hit this point that they decide that everything is the way that it is and they need to walk away from it. Luck, Gronkowski, Calvin Johnson, Patrick Willis, Chris Long, Frederick, who we just talked about a second ago. All these cats. When all of them walked away, it was just a moment that the realization that they are humans too, was, for lack of a better word, I think, sobering, right? These guys are superheroes, man. They're superheroes. They wear capes for a living. They fight crime for a living. And then they get knocked down into normalcy, and they just become, it's just a sobering realization for us, I think.
Well, a lot of these guys are coming to the realization, especially with the massive amounts of CTE information that was coming out a year and a half, 2 years ago. They want to make their money and still have a life after they play football. For a lot of those guys early on, they weren't making enough money that they could afford to quit or retire at 30 or 32 years old. They had to play until basically they were dead. Not anymore. Now, you know, they're making so much money, you can walk away after 5 years. If you're lucky enough to have a 5-year career in the NFL, or call it an 8-year career, you get through your rookie deal and you have a 3 or 4 year deal after that, you probably made enough money that if you're smart with it, you can live the rest of your life on it and be very comfortable. And they're coming to that realization. They don't want to be brain dead. They don't want to be taking 15 pills a day. They don't want their wife to have to dress them in the morning because their brains have been scrambled from 20 years of playing football.
So, you know what Chris Long said? Chris Long said at 30, 31 when he walked, I need to figure out who Chris Long is. He said he had Stockholm syndrome. He felt imprisoned and he needed to he said I may come back. I may come back down the road a couple of years. Give me some time, but I have no idea who I am, and I need to figure that out. And I respect that.
Well,
That's tough.
Look at the way that athletes are treated, even from the Pop Warner Pee-wee levels of sports now. It's so specialized. I don't know if you played a lot of sports as a kid, but I think like our generation and the generations that are older than us, we grew up playing multiple sports. We grew up playing football and baseball and basketball and maybe a little bit of soccer if you lived in a fruity neighborhood. Regardless, you had the opportunity to try out multiple things. And when your season was over, and you went and did something else with a new group of people, with a new group of coaches. Not anymore. Everybody's so specialized now. You know, everybody's looking for that next Trevor Lawrence who's dedicated every waking moment of his life since he was 8 years old to being a pro quarterback, and that's all a lot of these guys have lived for the past 20 something odd years. That's all they've lived. Ate, slept, breathed football. That's it. We don't allow kids to be kids and try different things anymore. It's in the off season, you better be out there running football drills all off season. And I could see how You kind of don't have an opportunity to form an identity outside of football.
844-477-3776. 844-477-3776. Text us at 71307. Start your text with ESPN. It's just, look, I read through that article. I read through the stories of Chris Long and Gronk and Luck, Ferguson, Frederick, all these guys. that have had to walk away from the game for various reasons, some for health, some for preventative measures, all of them. And it's just, again, like it's a sobering reality to watch these guys come crashing down. All right, let's take a break. When we come back here in just a minute from right now, sports teams frequently overthink things. And one NFL team has done just that and are now facing consequences from a former player rallying fans against his own team. Who is it? What are they doing? I'll tell you when we come back. He's Diesel. I'm Rob. It's the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
NFL teams overthink things a lot. Well, all sports teams overthink things a lot, but one of them did in a hilarious way. We've been talking about it for a couple of days. The Los Angeles Rams, I'm still not used to that. They are going to be the STL Rams for like a while. But now the LA Rams released their new logos and colors. We've talked about it. We've mocked it openly. We've made fun of it. The white LA with the Donald Trump mullet, curly Q, Rams horn thing. The weird Ram face looking thing that also has that horn wrapped around it. It's not great. One of the worst things that can happen to you is when you make a mistake so bad, when you do something so bad that even your family comes after you. Most of us have never really had to experience that, right? Most of us have never really had to experience doing something so dumb that even your family goes out and mocks you in public. But that has now happened to the LA Rams. Hall of Fame running back Eric Dickerson, who also serves as the Rams' vice president of business development, considers himself amongst those displeased with the new look of the Rams. Yesterday, Eric Dickerson, one of the handful of LA Rams that is known on name value alone, there's a few. Marshall Faulk is in there. Isaac Bruce is in there. Eric Dickerson's in there. He tweeted this, and I quote, "Rams fans, I reviewed your comments regarding our new logos and share in your disappointment. I'll be speaking with the Rams on our behalf. Please, if you prefer the logo on the left, like and retweet to vote for the logo on the right, the Rams Booster Club logo." He then refers to himself as the Rambassador, which also I hate. So he retweets these two. Diesel, I don't know if you have seen this tweet, but I'm going to let you pick. Which of those two logos do you prefer?
The one on the right.
Okay.
It's way better.
So the one on the right, since you out there in Radio Land, I'm assuming can't see me right now. I'm guessing. Some of you might. The one on the right is a cartoon Ram, but like,
kind of reminds me a little bit of North Carolina's Ram.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. A
little bit more intense, I would even go so far as to say. It's a cartoon Ram, but like he's got the grrr face going, you know, like cartoons do. His horn's a little more intense. I mean, yeah. It is. It's bad. I'm trying to think of a spot in my life where I've ever had family of mine come out and rip me publicly. They've done it to my face. I've deserved it a lot. But like publicly mock me. I don't think it's happened. Now, that being said, go ahead and grab me if you don't mind. Cut 30. Because last night, Scott Van Pelt, after the Eric Dickerson story broke, SVP decided to go on and he talked about it.
Okay, so here's the way the Rams, and this is also undefeated. The internet's undefeated on new logos. The people that write these press releases for new logos, here's what the Rams said. The mark was crafted to evoke a sense of upward and forward movement amplified by the gradients. I want to continue. The Rams discovered nature's beauty unfold with the golden ratio, a.k.a. the Fibonacci sequence. The Fibonacci sequence in its curvature, the same ratio underpins the perfect
spiral. Blah, blah, blah.
All you have to say is we want to sell some stuff, man. We want to put it on hats and shirts. It's a new logo. We hope you like it. Like the next team that just goes, like the Falcons, they're going to put out some new gear. Atlanta, I beg of you, just say, here's our new kit. The end.
The end. Listen. At no point ever in the National Football League, 0% of all press releases, never, ever, ever, should an NFL press release involve the Fibonacci sequence. None of them. Zero. You know what the Fibonacci sequence is, of course?
Yeah, it's where each number is the sum of the two numbers before it.
I'm very impressed, Diesel. I'm very impressed.
There's a Tool song that's lyrics, or the syllables of the lyrics, are a Fibonacci sequence.
Really? I'm 0% shocked by that because it's Tool. But, ladies and gentlemen, 10 points to Hufflepuff for Diesel over here.
Hey now.
For knowing the Fibonacci, I'm actually legit impressed. That came up. And I was like, I'm going to look like such a dork on the show today making Fibonacci sequence jokes. Diesel steps in here and nails it, sticks the landing. 10 out of 10, says the French judge. Beautiful job. No NFL press release ever in history ever, 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 ever. Ever should reference the Fibonacci sequence. None. Zero. 0% of them.
That sounds like a fancy way of saying just stop getting on our butts about
just
it.
Just stop.
Leave us alone. This is the new logo. That's what it sounds like.
Here's your logo. If you don't like it, hang in there about a decade. We'll rebrand again. If you hate it that much, we'll go ahead and rebrand now. You can't have printed but a handful of thousand. Make those collector's edition. Pump those out for sales. Come up with another one. Head down to your local high school to their graphic design department. Get them to pop you out another Rams logo. It'll take them about 10 minutes and it'll be better. Just saying. All right, 844-GSP-ESPN. 844-477-3776. Text is 71307. Start your text with ESPN. I adore that Eric Dickerson, one of the most famous Rams, is out there actively crapping on the Rams. That's how bad that logo is. Take a break. Remember, coming up at 1:15, we'll be joined by Mr. Scott Fowler of the Charlotte Observer to talk about Cam. We'll also talk about where his next landing spot's going to be. What's it going to take for baseball to get back on the table? Rob Manfred had some things to say yesterday. We'll talk about that when we come back on the Rob Brown Show, ESPN Upstate. Rob Manfred is the commissioner of Major League Baseball. And today would ordinarily have been a big, big day. A big, big day. Because today would have been, Diesel, an American holiday of sorts. You and I would have been sitting here, gearing up, preparing ourselves for opening day. Yes, there would have been Major League Baseball, real Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball that counts in the standings on the television today. Instead, there is not that. Hooray. How exciting. So, what do we do? What's next? Where do we go? Well, here's what we do know. Rob Manfred's on the case. Everybody relax. Rob Manfred has said baseball will be back. If you don't mind taking out cut number 24 for me, Diesel. Yesterday, Manfred was on ESPN with Scott Van Pelt when he decided to say, don't worry, boys and girls, we're going to play soon.
The one thing I know for sure is baseball will be back. Whenever it's safe to play, we'll be back. Our fans will be back. Our players will be back. And we will be part of the recovery, the healing in this country from this particular pandemic.
But what's it going to take? What's it going to take? Well, first and foremost, Major League Baseball is getting prepared, as Manfred tells us in cut number 26, that doomsday plans may have to be enacted.
We're not in control of that worst case scenario. I think that if, in fact, the situation with respect to the virus is such that it's not safe to resume play, whether it's in alternate sites, empty stadiums, whatever it is, we have to accept that as a reality. You know, it would be a tremendous hardship. It'd be a hardship for our fans, be a hardship for our players, and you know, frankly, it'd be a huge economic hardship for our owners.
Doomsday plans. But hopefully it won't be all bad. It won't be all bad. As he tells us in cut number 35, they may just have to get a little creative with the schedule.
I also think that we need to be creative in terms of what the schedule looks like, what the postseason format looks like. You know, obviously our fans love 162-game season and the postseason format that we have. We're probably not going to be able to do that this year. I think that's clear. And it does give us an opportunity to do some different things, to experiment, and to make sure that we provide as many games as possible and as entertaining a product as possible.
Why do you think that Rob Manfred is saying this, doing this, pushing for this? I think we all know the answer. So why don't we, in cut number 23... let former professional baseball player turned ESPN analyst Mark Teixeira tell us why this is being pushed so quickly.
Everybody in baseball is going to talk about we need to play as many games as possible for a competitive advantage and, you know, whatever. We can get creative with the scheduling. The fact of the matter is the industry, including the players and managers and GMs and owners, they all want to play the games because they make more money, right? Everyone is going to be taking some sort of hit this year. They want to minimize that hit. So for me, yes, you know, I want as many games as possible. People need to get paid, and revenues need to get back up to where they need to be. That being said, 100 games for me in the regular season is a lot of games. We play 162, and you know, other than this second wild card that has become very important, you know, by midway during the season, you know who the best teams are.
So two things I take from this conversation. The first is, can we all stop acting surprised when money comes into the conversation? They're only doing this for the money. Yeah. Uh-huh. Is that shocking to you? Stop being surprised when they say they're doing this for the money. Of course they're doing this for the money. It's a business. I got news for you. Diesel and I are sitting here doing Sports Talk Radio. Do we love it? Of course. But do you know why we're doing this show? To get paid, Jack. Second thing, why is everybody, like Mark Teixeira there, you know, we don't need to play 100. Why does everybody want less baseball? I get the premise of the conversation in this context. I understand it in this context. We just may not have the time to reasonably do it. But with this in college bowl games, NBA season, why does everybody want less sports? I'll never understand that. Quick break. Coming back. 2 hours left of the Rob Brown Show on ESPN Upstate. Stick around.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.